Hey, my name is Chris Johnson. Not that long ago, I told you a little bit about the fucking insurance sales job, and I fucking bitched about the company. That was a company-specific podcast, because that company sucks. They suck, they treat people like shit, and I hope they fucking go out of business. Now I want to talk a little bit about the fucking people. Not the people I worked with, the people I had to fucking talk to. I've worked in like service jobs pretty much my entire fucking life. But I never minded when I worked at like the office store or when I worked at like fucking the gas station or the fast food place or the fucking dining hall, really. I never minded like interacting with the fucking people. I didn't give a shit. The weird thing is when you're working in a place like that, you might get shit from people. They might like look down on you because you're wearing a name tag and working there because they're, you know, pretentious fucking assholes who think they're like fucking better than everybody. But that's really the only shit that you got. Well, fast food place, they treated you like fucking garbage. I really understand it. Like, what's the difference? There's no difference me working in fast food or working at the gas station. The salary is fucking the same. Like, why do you think you're better than somebody because they're making your fucking burgers for you? But the customers, or a lot of the customers at the fucking insurance gig, when they would actually like call in my last job when I was selling homeowners insurance, a lot of them were just fucking assholes. Like, I never fucking understood why they were such fucking dicks. Like, you're calling me, motherfucker. I used to appreciate, like, if somebody came on the line that I actually enjoyed talking to, sometimes I would just stretch the call out. Fuck it. Like, I like this guy. Just talk to me for another 5 minutes. I don't give a shit. My phone's gonna ring immediately. The next guy could be a huge fucking dick. Just talk to me for a little bit. Make me fucking happy. Like, if you're polite to fucking sales and service people, you are a fucking angel. Because so many people are fucking dicks. Everybody always thought like I was trying to screw them at the insurance job because I had to ask them to buy policies. Like, whoa, stop with the hard sell. Stop with the hard sell. Dickhead, I asked you how you wanted to fucking move forward. You think I give a shit if you buy this fucking policy? I gotta tell you right now, when I worked in fucking sales, I could not give a fuck less if you agreed to buy the policy or not. I didn't care. It was no sweat off my fucking balls. Buy it, don't buy it, I don't give a shit. Here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to argue with me about it. I have to ask you to buy it. If you don't want it, just say fucking no and get off my fucking line. Another thing people wouldn't do is they wouldn't tell you no. Like sometimes I'd be like, oh, you know, it's fucking $1,000. You know, how do you want to fucking set it up? And they're like, well, I just wanted a quote. Well, that's the quote, you fucking dick. Now I'm asking you to buy the fucking quote. It's a fucking sales line. Why the fuck are you stunned when you're calling a sales line if somebody's asking you to fucking buy something? This isn't fucking the grocery store where the workers don't give a shit what they're doing because they're fucking stocking up the avocados. You're specifically calling a place that sells something. They're going to ask you to buy it. They get like really like offended. Well, I'm not ready now. I don't give a shit. They're just telling me fucking no. How fucking difficult is it for you to say fucking no? I don't give a shit what you're doing. I don't give a shit that you're gathering quotes. I don't give a shit what your fucking timeline is. Say fucking no. If you're maybe interested, then say like, hey, I might be, and then I'll fucking like email you back in a fucking week. Sometimes people would be like, oh, well, couldn't you call me tomorrow? And then I'd call them tomorrow and they'd like hang up the phone on me. They would literally just say like, oh, call me later or email or do this just so they can get off the fucking phone. They're such fucking pussy assholes that they can't even just say, I don't want this. They would rather lie to you. It's easier for them to fucking lie to you and then like treat you like shit and hang up on you the next fucking day. You know what a big fucking waste of time that is for me? If I'm at a fucking job that's like tracking my fucking sales, and I think some dickhead might be interested and is going to buy it, I'm going to take time out of my day to fucking call you. And for you to fucking treat me like shit afterwards, now I'm pissed twice. I'm pissed because you were a fucking asshole to me on the phone because you fucking lied. And today I called and you waste my fucking time. Dude, fuck yourself. I had like bosses there that were like defend them. They're like, well, you know, they just don't know how to say no. Don't defend these people, you sack of shit. There's no fucking defense for that. Just outright fucking lying to somebody. Look, I lie to people all the fucking time. But like, if somebody's saying like, I want you to buy this, I'm not gonna make up a fucking story. I'm gonna fucking say no. If no is a fucking option, I'm gonna fucking say no. Especially if it's a fucking salesperson. It's not like a family member asking you to fucking go do something that you don't want to do. Then maybe you make up a story because you don't want to come off like a fucking asshole. You gotta see these people again. I'm not gonna fucking talk to the person who's calling me on the fucking phone again. This is a fucking nationwide fucking company. I could take calls from fucking anywhere. Some dickhead calling from fucking Alaska and the next person calling from fucking Florida. It's fucking all over the place. I will never talk to you again, so say fucking no. If I walk into a store and I see a fucking salesperson and he wants to sell me something and I fucking tell him no, I don't give a shit if I'm breaking his fucking heart. I'm never gonna fucking see him again. That doesn't mean I'm gonna treat him like shit, but I'm gonna say like, bro, I'm not fucking interested. The only time I would ever get like pissed at those people, like if I was actually out, is if they just like wouldn't leave me the fuck alone. I remember like way back in the day, there was a store in Buffalo. I don't know if it was like a bigger store. It was called Media Play. I was looking at CDs, which is fucking crazy. Back in the day, you couldn't just fucking download shit. You go fucking through the CD section. I walk in there, they got some fucking dickhead and he's like, hey man, you need some help? I'm like, no bro, I don't need any help. I never wanted any fucking help. I don't even like people asking me if I need help. If I, look, I know you're fucking there. If I need help, I'm gonna ask you for help. I don't need need you fucking like haggling me. But fine, you want to say like, hey, you need anything? Like, I'm not offended by that. No, bro, I don't need anything. And then they don't take their financial. They're like, well, some of these CDs are like, bro, I don't want any help. Well, this one's buy two. Bro, I don't give a shit. Shut the fuck up, man. Leave me the fuck alone. What do you give a fuck? You don't get commission for this shit. That's another thing too. Speaking about commission, everybody at the fucking insurance job or all the callers thought I got fucking commission. So they'd be like, well, I know you want to sell me this because you make commission. Bro, I don't make any fucking commission. I'm a fucking salaried employee, you fucking dick. You could buy a policy for fucking $2 or $1,000. It counts as one fucking sale. Everybody always thinks they fucking know everything about everybody else's fucking job. You don't know shit. You have no fucking idea what I fucking do or how I'm fucking graded or like what goes into my fucking salary. So stop fucking pretending it. Jesus fucking Christ. People are fucking assholes, goddammit. I gotta deal with asshole bosses at the old job. I deal with fucking asshole customers at the old job. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host. Every fucking episode is on Podbean. I'm also on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Podcast will be in my Facebook timeline as well. And if you want to see pictures and videos and you want to just see my fucking face, I'm on Instagram. That is at maybe 5 minutes.